Blog Talk Radio.
Yo. You know what it is. It's your host. I am him. In this joint tonight, got a real swift, serious show for you. We're going to just go into detail a little bit about a specific topic. It's just been on my head and people have been asking me about it. So, you know, we're going to get right off into it. I'm sitting in here. I got a special guest tonight. You know, it's rare that I get my homie up in the joint. We got Biz Montana, you know, other half of Team Grit in this joint. What's up, brother? How's it going?
Already, man. What's going on, man? Wholesale and all set. You know how we do. Just getting in one time with, like I said, a rare appearance. You know what I'm saying? That I'm even jumping in, but I'm here, so we're going to get it in.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. I got my other brother in the building, too, but he up and about doing stuff, you know. Homie Nisu Rob in the joint. But, you know, tonight, rid of it all, the power of mainstream media. Not for real. When we say power of mainstream media, I'm not talking about the ghost story stuff. I'm not talking about that old Illuminati talk and all that. That's on you. That's what you want to talk about. I'm talking about all the way to the grit of how the power of it impacts us in the nowness that I can feel. So that's where we at with it, you know, because it carry power and the whole influence. So, Biz, what you see going on with the media, man? What's the influences that you see that's taking place out there? Or yeah, no problem. Because let me go a little bit more in detail so you can really understand what I'm saying. What have you been seeing closely related to you that's been going on? Influences, not just the fashion, but more or less even the whole living standard that's being pushed as influence, you know, influence to carry as a way of growing up and becoming an adult.
I'm sorry, excuse me, y'all. I'm
going to
turn with my whistle real quick for a second.
Oh, that's cool. Wet your whistle.
Yeah, as far as like what I see is like it's almost like how you see on social media as far as the trending topics. It seems to be like just very trending as far as when you see things just where people just see things and just instantly just follow just because it sounds good or just because it looks good. I don't understand that really too much, you know what I'm saying? It's not too much really thought being put behind that, but anyhow, I'm going to get back to that in a second too. This mainstream thing, it ain't exactly what it's cracked up to be. A lot of people see mainstream, a lot of people want to just instantly think of fame and fortune, you know what I mean, things of that nature, or take for what they see on TV or on social media or at face value and just run with it behind these people. I'm not trying to understand it. Maybe just because I'm older than a lot of people or what I see and what they be following, but at the same time, it be people our age or my age, you know what I'm saying, that do the same thing.
Yeah, that's what they do, man. That's exactly what they do. That's why we doing what we doing. If they wasn't doing what they was doing, we would not be sitting right here right now. The power of the mainstream media to the grit of it all, Blog Talk Radio. But also, it comes out in a way of they think it's healthy living because it's been pushed on them so much and pushed on them so heavy, it becomes a norm. It's seen in advertisements. It's heard in radio. It's heard in radio media. It's heard in visual and seen in video media, internet. So it's okay to be homicidal. It's okay to be suicidal. It's okay to be a raper. It's okay to do all these things. That's what I'm saying. The power of the mainstream media is more complex than the conversation pieces that's going on about it. And we need to really go into detail. It's almost like the power of parenting almost been taken away. But on a subconscious level, because you can say all day you're a parent, but if your child spends any time in front of the television set, watching any mainstream media, some of your parental time was sucked away. And it was sucked away strongly, though, because of the ability and the capability and the resources that mainstream media have to entice the mind. You know what I'm saying? As far as the studies that they've done to be able to even understand how the mind works, to be able to induce it with whatever feelings or direction of feelings we wanted to go in. So the power of it is a power. It's an actual implant. You know what I'm saying? Sort of like a seed that's planted in there. It's strong. I tend to bring up a scenario sometimes, like, what if one day we woke up and for 24 hours there was no TV and no radio? What would happen to the world today, and today's speed? What would happen to the world? The economy would crash. Just due to that.
I remember back when we had that blackout.
Oh, yeah, several years ago.
You know what I mean? And seeing just how everybody, like just our neighborhood, but everybody's neighborhood, wide distance, had nothing. Like, nothing going on, none of that. No TV, no radio, no nothing. I mean, if you didn't have batteries, it wasn't going down for
us. Exactly.
But you had to adapt. That was the only thing you could do as far as even with the waiting. All you could do was adapt and just adapt to the situation however you could. Especially when nightfall came.
Exactly.
Nightfall came, it was pitch black, dark, you see nothing out here. You had to get in tune with yourself out here. You were moving around. You know, you make it back to the home front of time.
Yeah. And that's the thing, though. Media, mainstream media, takes the ability away from you to have a sharp survival instinct. It puts it to sleep. You don't have to rely on your instincts to survive because you have mechanisms. You have mechanical things that substitute the even process of you sitting there thoughtfully processing something. Like when we were young, yeah, we had, like, G.I. Joe toy sets and stuff like that. You know, we're coming with the compound under the city or what have you. But, you know, some people didn't get that. You got the men. That's what you got. So, you know what I'm saying? You better scratch your ass and get glad that you got that part. But some for those, we had to go out in the yard and build fortresses. We had to put our imagination together and build compounds. So media take that ability away from the child. There is no more imagination. What do you need to imagine anything for when I can give you a perception? You don't have to think. I'm going to make everything that you need for you, whether you need it or not for real. That needs to be questioned because your parent already sleep. That's why they punching that clock like they punching it or stressing that baby is over this money that's not really here for real. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. That's another topic.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna hit you and the listeners with something that I was just talking to somebody at work today with. Think about this. Right about now, like my kids, I got some younger kids. You know what I'm saying? They're like under 13. Now they want tablets and you know phones and things of that nature. You know, think about that replaced the kid with a box in imagination. Feel what I'm saying? It's not a bad thing. Don't get me wrong. You know, some kids, you know, some they want to, you know, some this high tech stuff. You know, I mean, for anybody that's like 30 and over, you know, we got introduced to all of that. You know, at a young age, you know, how to work with it. You know. If you picked up, you know what I'm saying, cool. If you didn't, you know what I'm saying, you just got left back and, you know what I'm saying, still trying to learn and struggle. But it's cool, but at the same time, the smartphones lightweight took away the ability or the use of
actual books too. You know, you got these things called e-books. It took away the actual thing of flipping a page or feeling how thick of a book that you got left to say, I'm almost there, I'm almost to the end. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
Right.
When you say as far as like the influence of mainstream, look at the TV. I mean, this is all they show. Remember, it used to be commercials where they show where you can get such amount of books for X amount of money.
Exactly.
They don't even show those commercials no more. Now you see Sprint, T-Mobile, everybody, they're selling you a phone, they're selling you a tablet, they're selling you Wi-Fi, they're selling you that. It's not a bad thing, but just think about what it replaced.
I'm glad you
that kid with a boxing imagination back when we was young.
Right.
That was everything.
I'm glad you brought that up because kids of today don't know what an encyclopedia is unless you tell them. You remember they used to sell Encyclopedia Britannica. They used to sell World Book Encyclopedia. This would be something for us nerds that you used to have an encyclopedia set, bruh. What are you talking about? You did what paper and got an A?
Right.
You got encyclopedias at home?
Right.
No? Oh, well, you didn't get no A. Flat out, because you didn't have enough information to compile. Now they have, like you say, all the little websites you can go on and gather information. And the dangerous part about that is, it's a plus and a minus. I'm a Matrix head. I love the Matrix, only because I understand it. But it's so saturated with information that it's dangerous for the youth. If you're not able to have somebody right there to guide you through, then, you know what I'm saying, you might just surf into the wrong situation and be influenced quickly without nobody knowing that this is even what you've been exposed to. Even when you get down to mainstream news broadcasting, I don't think the mainstream news broadcasting stations get a little too raunchy. It's at news time. I thought the family was when I was coming up, news time was the family sat down and we paid attention to what was going on in the community because it was actually a little bit more community-related news coming on the TV. But you know what I'm saying? That was part of a script too, but I'm saying it was a little different felt information. Now you throw on the news, it's almost like sitting there watching Michael Strahan and the little lady he be with.
Oh, you know.
Kelly Ripa, it's almost like watching one of them shows because the news media people cracking jokes and giggling and it's not no information.
Sorry.
It's not no useful information that where I can progress from watching this show. You come on, you joke about the weather. It's cold as fuck. What the fuck are you laughing at? I got to go to work. That's the bus. Bus stuck. You laugh. No, that's not funny. You telling me about 7 murders. What? Okay, that's not really news. Who hiring in the community? Who got child care open in the community?
Right now.
Who got meals for the homeless in the community?
Right now, hot.
That's news. So the media understands the power it has. So I kind of put the blame on us as people. If you continue to let it happen like that, of course it ain't going nowhere. If you continue to go home, sit down, and absorb it, then, hey, what the fuck? You kind of want it. You like it a little bit. So if you like it, I love it. So you got, you know, the opposing person will say, well, you know, you got to live out here. You do. Because I watch media, mainstream media, world news, because I'm also having to know that raising kids, I have to keep up with the time framing. So I'm going to absorb everything that's current forever. This is what I do. I'm on that knowledge all the time. So sucking that in, I'm going to stay on that. Everybody ain't me. Understand how much information you need. Use it and then go on to the next phase. But don't let mainstream media just be the sculptor of what you believe life is. It ain't just getting to that picket fence with that dog and your two kids. I ain't seen a picket fence in my neighborhood ever.
It's just like, I got to
great example of the power of media. Down in Florida, I was just seeing this little video recently where down in Florida, they have where now it's legal for atheists to hand out pamphlets of their religion. They ended up making a little law passed where they can do that. Their argument was, how come Christians can do that? Jews can do that. Every other religion can do it. Why can't we? And they won. But I say all that to say, all right, just like their argument and they doing what they're doing, they have the right to do it on a business standard, yet on a moral standard, just look at it. Like, they give you a choice, just like anything else in life. You get a choice. You can either take this or run with it, or you know, so you can dip away from it, right? But it's just the idea that, like, you recorded it, you put it out there, everybody sees it, so anybody else that feel like they want to make the same argument in their state or their city or whatever, but they can get it in.
See, this is the thing. Even to deal with and address mainstream media, you got to understand the mind of the person that's operating the mainstream media system. Once you understand the mind of the person or persons that's working that, then you can go into dissecting where certain programs don't fit you. Because certain programs fit me and most don't. Like Sports Center Channel or something. It don't fit. CNN, C-SPAN or something like that. It fits. The Cooking Network, it fits. ESPN, don't fit. BET, don't fit.
That definitely don't fit.
MTV, it do not fit.
Nah, that don't work.
So, we got to pay attention to, we allow ourselves to be just went in.
Like old school dude, I ain't watched a video in years.
I mean, I ain't seen videos in a second either, man. I really don't get with it because they'll say this is a teen show that come on at this particular time. And I see no video of young people performing. I see all videos of people my age performing adult antics. Love stories, grinding, butt shaking, and butt popping and twerking, and it don't have nothing to do with the youth. I figure like a child's video, I would have all the youngest artists' videos showing only. Where do Beyonce or Rihanna fit in? Grinding up in the club. Where did that fit in at? You done told the kids that when y'all have a school jam, when that song come on, ran all up in that club. So what they come off of sending you? You ain't Beyonce, you can't tell me nothing. I'm about to grind all up in that club. That's what you did. We allow it. Because you the school DJ played the song. Now you got little girls and little boys out there grinding all up in their club. That's ill. That's totally ill. That's what I'm saying. It's the power of it, man. It's the power. Now, don't get it twisted. Some of the shows that's your favorite that you think aren't influential, they just as bad. Because there's some stuff slipped in those too. Like all that homosexuality they're giving out. They're giving that out better than they're giving out assistance. You don't apply for EBT, but you can be homosexual. That's the drop of a dime. Man, oh man. But you know, to the grit of it all, Long Talk Radio. The host, I am him, in the building. Doing what I does, man. Been a good convo. We going on in because there's a lot of stuff need to be touched. man, Biz, what are we gonna do about this, man? What's the solution?
Solution is to wake up. Solution is something I had like posted recently on Facebook. It was actually something I had got from watching the video of DMX recently. Here's something that was maybe it's time to stop looking to others or looking at others to figure out what it is that we're supposed to do. Black people. Think about that real quick. You know what I mean? That's some real heaviness right there. Maybe it's time to stop looking at others, figure out what it is that we're supposed to do. Once we start to begin to know that you are, in a sense, your own rise and or demise. You make choices. You deal with the consequences. You deal with the success. So, with that being said, you gotta start taking on a lot of shit for what it is. If it's a dumbass shit, like my dude just said, far like the ESPN don't fit him. I understand why ESPN don't fit him. And it's like, I'm just going to break it down like this without, you know, trying to expose my dude out here like that. But I'm just going to say that it's like where a lot of folks are sitting up watching football, like as far as watching the Super Bowl, or they're watching the NBA, the playoffs, the finals, you know what I'm saying, or watching the World Series of baseball. It's stuff going on at that time that y'all ain't even knowing nothing about. It's laws and bills that's getting passed that you don't know nothing about, and they go against your fiber for real. But y'all don't know nothing about that because they don't go on mainstream with it, and it's done in that purpose for that matter. It's none of your business. But these things happen. And then so, therefore, when you get caught up in a system and some bullshit, and they hit you with a shitty-ass law, you're looking like, huh? They can get that off? Yeah, because they already got it written. And they wrote, and they been did it at this such and such time. Of course, you didn't know nothing about it. But it's real. And you can do whatever you want. That goes a long way. Not just with the system of being locked up physically, but then the mind mentally, too. Looking at a lot of these movies and commercials and news and what they bring you. I mean, you think about everything in the whole. It's just a way of controlling how you think to make that same notion which I've heard recently. One band, one sound. Why couldn't that work in another mass amount of way? Something to think about.
All of that.
Yes.
Man, the media stronghold is so tight. It's even beyond the amount of stuff that we could actually discuss. From programming to the programming that's inside the programming that's going on, to the programmers. What's a person's agenda if you're showing me this? What is your agenda if you showing all of what you're showing? What is a FCC if nothing is getting censored? If they saying bitch and slut and hoe and everything else straight off the TV, what's the FCC? What is the FCC when all of this stuff hits the shelf? There is no FCC. Quit lying. Period. What I'm saying is, it's okay to enjoy your music. It's okay to like artists. That's cool. It's also okay to be you, though. It's actually cool to be you first. Just be yourself. You only exist in you and in the universe. Everybody else exists in their own place and time. Do you. Man, I swear, that's what you got to do. It's gonna, you know, like I said, like, this particular topic needed to be discussed because I guess a lot of people aren't aware of the different ways and how the media is influencing the whole thought process of people in the whole. And, you know, not just black people, but people in the whole. You know, because with the control of that mainstream media, you also got the control of the buying power, spending power, creating power. You know, so it's really that serious. So, you know, we got a caller on the line, you know, caller 2425. Everybody know the rules? When you hear the last four digits of your number, that's an indicator that you are the caller that will be open to the airwaves. So caller 2425, if you don't mind, you are on the air.
Happening.
Hello?
Yeah.
How you doing? What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's good, yo? It's HMF. What's happening?
What's the deal? Okay, we got a special caller on the line. What's the deal, bro?
Hey, nothing much, man. I was listening, checking everything out. Now, this is what's funny. Speaking of multimedia that's happening right now, I don't know if y'all have peeped how the whole imagery of the black man is being pumped super, super heavy, not only with negative and positive liking, but on the positive end, it's been showing more black families doing more things. But on the negative end, they've been using that image of the black family doing black things for marketing, for medias, for sales, as far as car commercials, drinking commercials. You're starting to see more commercials where it's a whole bunch of black folks drinking Hennessy, drinking, you know, all the name brand stuff that we drink. You know what I'm saying? Clothing. I've been peeping. It's been real deep.
Yeah, I've been peeping, but you know how it goes. You can't sell a product nowadays if you don't put us in the forefront. Because I mean, how do I sell something and get the maximum if I don't put the person who contains the maximum of that energy? So you know,
right.
They don't put us out there,
right?
You know, but man, I'm glad you called in, man. We only got like 10 seconds left on the show. Y'all here? That's my homie HMF. Look for him out there. You know. Come down to the hideout, man.
Hey, man, I'm going to try to slide through when I get some free time, man. Monday, more than likely, will be my open day. Switching up jobs. I had to go to court. Had to handle some business, stack up bread for that. Every time I stack up some dollars, I got to pay something off to the government, man. Right. But, shit, yeah, man. Glad to hear y'all's voice, man.
Yeah, you know it. I'm going to call you from a phone line, though, because we still in the radio.
Oh, yo. Do your thing. Go ahead. All right. Peace.